the Phoenix FM main news.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check, check. There we go.
106.7. Bonzi.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters.
La Zambia, you did it! The Absa Marathon is officially sold out. 7,000 elite and social runners from Zambia and beyond are ready to tell their story on the 6th of September. But this race is bigger than just running. Together with World Vision, we're fighting menstrual poverty to keep thousands of girls in school. Visit absamarathonzambia.co.zf and click on the Mzinga World Vision Challenge. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. Maria Salomis and four others formally charged with murder. ZCCMIH hits $1 billion market capitalization on Lusaka Securities Exchange. Top official embroiled in Equatorial Guinea sex tape scandal jailed. To present the news, I'm Lucibilo Gondwe. Police have formally charged and arrested local farmer Maria Salomis, also known as Zed Farmer, and four others for one count of murder, contrary to Section 200, Chapter 87 of the Laws of Zambia. The police spokesperson, Reha Monga, says the arrests follow the conclusion of investigations by officers at Chowa Police Station in Kawe into the murder of Enoch Simfokwe Kasengele, aged 22, of 16 miles along Kawe Lusaka Road. Mr. Hamonga says other suspects include Nathaniel Barthrem, aged 34, Daniel Chilua, aged 40, Fortune Mwitangati, aged 23, and Gift Daka, aged 25. The police spokesperson says all suspects are in police custody and will soon appear in court.
Those arrested are Nathaniel Basrem, age 34, a Nigerian national, Maria Francis Zalene Zalomis, age 40, of Wonani Farm in Montana, Daniel Chilua, age 40, farm manager at Wonani Farm No. 5, Montana area, Fortune Mwitangati, 823 of Nyambe Farm, and Gift Daka, 825 of Onan Farm. All the suspects are in police custody and will appear in court soon. Zambia Police Service assures the public that it will continue to pursue justice without fear or favor and ensure that those who commit serious crimes are held accountable.
Government has announced that ZCCM Investment Holdings PLC, ZCCMIH, has surpassed the $1 billion market capitalization mark on the Lusaka Securities Exchange PLC, LUSE. Speaking during the symbolic bell-ringing ceremony in Lusaka this afternoon, Mines and Minerals Development Minister Paul Kabuswe says the $1 billion mark capitalization milestone on the Lusaka Securities Exchange is an achievement that clearly indicates confidence of investors in ZCCMIH and its robust growth trajectory. Mr. Kabuswe says government's ongoing efforts to improve the investment climate through measures such as tax incentives and infrastructure upgrades have played a key role in driving this positive outcome.
This is a huge milestone. You are joining the Champions League of CEC. 3 months ago, I was there when we were ringing the bell for CEC. So I must say, as minister, I am proud, and I love the fact that I'm part of this. And also it shows the investor confidence, because this is clearly a result of, you know, the confidence that investors have in the economy of our country. And that confidence comes from stability that has been created by the policy environment of the new Don government.
At the same event, ZCCMIH board chairperson Festo Mlinga further indicated that the company's current capitalization is approaching its net book asset valuation of $2.4 billion, reflecting sustained growth.
As we celebrate this 1 billion market capitalization milestone, we do so with pride, humility, and renewed commitment. ZCCMIH will continue to deliver value, pursue growth opportunities, and play its pivotal role in driving Zambia's industrialization and economic transformation agenda.
Meanwhile, the Iluse Chief Executive Officer, Nicholas Kavaso, says the exchange remains committed to providing an efficient, transparent, and well-regulated marketplace where companies even smaller than ZCCMIH can grow and investors can participate with confidence. The Zambia Congress of Trade Unions, ZCTU, has expressed concern over the continued issuance of work permits to foreign nationals for jobs that qualified Zambians can perform. Speaking during a press briefing in Lusaka today, the ZCTU president, Blake Mulala, has questioned the fairness of the immigration and labor systems, urging the Department of Immigration to exercise greater scrutiny and fairness in the issuance of permits. He has called on Zambian workers to report cases where foreign nationals are brought in to take up positions locals are capable of handling.
There's no more sweet talk, no corporate image building by new people who are trying to shine as the new bloom. The damage caused are too much, and we as people who pay the taxes will be failing in our duty as Congress. We have a duty to speak on behalf of the members. We have a taxpayers' money. We should get value for our money.
Meanwhile, the ZCTU Secretary General, Joy Rene, has expressed concern over recent changes to the National Health Insurance Management Authority, NIMA, saying any reforms must be inclusive, transparent, and focused on improving service delivery and not burdening workers. Dr. Rene has criticized the Ministry of Health for failing to appoint a NIMA board, leaving the institution without proper oversight or strategic direction and the decision to increase NIMA contributions through a statutory instrument without consulting labor unions.
We call upon the Ministry of Health and NIMA management to engage social partners, including the unions, before implementing major changes. We don't want, as the CCU and FSCZ, to pick up a fight which we are ready for, and they should not dare us. We want to put it clear. They should not dare us. We don't want to pick a fight, but we want to resolve these issues through dialogue.
Lands and Natural Resources Minister Sylvia Masebo says government is aware of existing challenges that persons with disabilities face in accessing and securing land rights and is determined to address them. Speaking at the launch of the Braille Lands Rights materials, consisting of 1,600 toolkits for persons with blindness by the Transparency International Zambia TIZ in Lusaka, Ms. Masebo says the ministry is reviewing key legislation, including the Lands Act and the day-to-day administrative instruments used in land management, to ensure the legal framework promotes inclusion. She says national policy frameworks on land, gender, and disability inclusion have been launched to guide implementation, and that engagement with traditional leaders is underway to align customary administration with statutory measures. Ms. Masebo also confirmed plans to strengthen administrative guidelines and capture provisions that would reserve a portion of land for persons with disabilities, noting that a proposal to allocate 10% of land for this purpose will be incorporated through the planned statutory instrument before the end of this year.
Because all you have said is 10% must go to the ably disabled person. It's a very easy one. Government is cognizant of the many challenges that persons with disabilities face in accessing and securing rights. These include stigmatization in the community, financial constraints, among others. And government has put various measures to address cross-cutting issues such as disability, gender, youth, in order to promote inclusive development. My ministry is currently reviewing legislation related to a number of issues within the ministry. We have the Lands and Deeds Act, which is undergoing review, to really see how best we can come up with a law that does